Morning, wordies! It's time to stretch your vocabulary with a word that will definitely come in useful. The word is pandiculation. That's spelled P-A-N-D-I-C-U-L-A-T-I-O-N. Pandiculation is a noun that means the act of stretching oneself, especially on waking. Here it is used in a column from July of 1949 from the Sunday edition of the Sydney Morning Herald newspaper by the Australian poet Leon Gellert. The article is titled The Delights of Sneezing, and in it, Gellert laments, "I had hoped to deal here with two other minor emotional luxuries that have been hitherto hidden in obscurity. They are ossitation, yawning, and pandiculation, stretching, which may be practiced separately or together." Though Gellert here offers a different term for yawning, pandiculation is sometimes used to refer to that act as well. In case you're wondering, the technical term for sneezing, which we're not quite ready to classify as a delight, is sternutation. Pandiculation entered English in the early 17th century from French. The French term comes from the Latin verb meaning to stretch, grimace, which itself is a derivative of another Latin verb meaning to spread out, extend. The English word expand also stems from the same verb. This shared lineage is detectable in the pand sound of pandiculation and expand. The adjective pandiculated, meaning stretched out or extended, made a brief appearance in the lexicon in the 18th century, but it appears English speakers had no need for this elongated five-syllable descriptor. To stretch out your time with this word and to dabble in more delights that have been hitherto hidden in obscurity, head on over to Word of the Day by Dictionary.com. ¶¶